us now is Seth Kokowitz. He is a musician. You know him from Harvest Sons, and now, of course, a brand new single coming out this Friday called Old Timer. And Seth, thank you so much.
Hey, how are you doing out there?
Hey, you're doing good, man. Let's talk about music. Let's talk specifically about putting together this song, Old Timer, and what it means to you.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those stories that I wrote it in 2015, and it took forever to make it to a recording studio. But I'm glad I waited, because recording it makes for a great... Hold on, actually, can we go back?
Yeah.
I apologize.
No problem.
We got to... all right.
All right.
Sorry, I got interrupted by the maintenance guy.
Oh,
my maintenance guy.
That's all right. So tell us about the song.
But no, it's the Old Timer is just a song about my grandfather, and I was glad to be able to record it and get it down officially, you know.
For you as a musician, where does it start with you with a song? Does it start with a melody? Does it start with lyrics? Where does it go first?
Yeah, usually, you know what? It's just me like sitting at the kitchen table with a guitar and a notepad, and then I usually just start playing, and occasionally a song will come up, and I'll start thinking about the melody in my head. And you know, this song was more like it kind of wrote itself. Basically, I sit down with the guitar, came up with started playing the simple chord progression, and then I wanted to write a song about my grandfather, but I didn't know like what route to go. And I remember I always joked around with him. I would always call him Old Timer, like what's up, Old Timer? And so I was like, well, that could work. And so I just kind of started building the song around that as the main focal point, you know. And then the rest kind of fell in place on this one.
And this song has been,
but it's just me and a guitar and a notepad sitting at the kitchen table trying to drum up something.
When does the song, I mean, when we're hearing it now, and on Friday is the debut, when we're hearing it, it's finished. But for you, is the song ever finished, or is it a thing where you just reach a point where you go, okay, I think it sounds as good as it's going to?
If you ask my friends and, you know, people who really know me, they tell you I was crazy, because, like, I mean, really a song is, you can continue to tweak it here and there as much as you want, and that's the part where... I have a little bit of OCD, and a little bit of that translation into what I call perfectionism, which also leads to procrastination, which leads to a whole nother bunch of problems. But this song is a classic example of procrastination as well. You know what? Like a song, at some point you just have to decide, okay, this is done. You know, and,
yeah,
like the song just works. Either it works or it doesn't.
That is fascinating. We hear it all the time with artists who are creating something and then just never being happy with it.
Oh man, I could tell you, I'd be happy to go back and redo this song, you know. But that would drive me nuts. So I'm just gonna put it out there and see how she rolls, you know.
I've heard it. It's a fantastic song. It's really rootsy and fits right into the world of country music. But it's got its own very it's got a specificity to it.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those songs where it just started out with an acoustic guitar and my vocal in the studio, and that's originally how I wrote the song. You know, I wrote it as like a folksy bluegrass song, and it was just going to be me. You know, if I go out and perform it live, it's just me and an acoustic guitar performing it live. So that's kind of how I went to the studio with it. And I actually recorded this song with my brother-in-law, Clint May, down in Tennessee, Nashville. And, you know, he produced it. So he kind of took the guitar part and vocal part that I had down and started adding some slide guitar to it. And his day job is touring with Cole Swindell.
Oh, wow.
So he's really talented, you know. And working with him was both a learning experience for me and an honor at the same time. And and then we had who else? We had Hubert Payne from Little Big Town come in and add drums, which is awesome. That's who you're hearing on the drums in this song is Hubert Payne. from Little Big Town. And then the bass line was added after the drums, actually. The bass line came in from Adam Cunningham, who is a Decatur native, but he also plays in Cole Swindell. And then Kyle Schultz added the organ and piano part that you hear in there, and he's in that Swindell camp too. So I had a lot of talented guys on this song, you know. It was a lot of fun making it.
It sounds like it. And wow, I mean,
yeah.
And then you talk about the process there of tweaking the song and procrastinating over it and lingering on it, and then finally giving it to other people, and they're adding their parts to it. That's a whole other dimension of the song.
Oh man, it totally changed the song. And from where we started to where we ended, it was not what I expected the song to turn out like. And I could not be happier. You know what I mean? So,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was great.
So this whole, now you're ready Friday, you're going to launch this song and put it out for everybody to hear. What's it like for you now to finally know that audiences are going to get a chance to experience this song in full?
Well, I'm excited for my family to hear it, because that's kind of who, you know, I mainly wrote it for my family. And then I got to thinking, I was like, well, you know, there's a lot of people out there who know old timers just like I do, you know what I mean? Especially in farming communities, like we all know an old timer, you
yeah.
know what I mean? So I'm excited for them to hear it. I'm excited for everyone to hear it, really, you know, so see where it goes. And I'm just wondering why it took me so long to get it out there, you know.
It's not easy. You're taking you, and you've got to think, you know, as you're making it so specifically for you, you've also got to think about making the specific into the universal.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you write a song, it what was it? I can't remember who said it, but they said, like, eventually the song just ends up belonging to the listener anyway. So I tried to keep that in mind too when I was writing it a little bit. And I also want to make it very personal to me. It's like a personal song. And so that's, yeah, exactly what you said. I mean, at some point it becomes universal for everyone.
Right. And then it's gotta be authentic, and it can't sound calculated as well.
Oh man, music is all calculated these days. It seems like, you know, there's artists where, or like songs that you could tell, like, I don't want to patronize anybody, you know, that's not what I'm out here to do. I'm out here to be me and do my own thing, and just really try to deliver something that's honest and genuine at the end of the day. So,
well, Seth, tell people when and where they'll be able to hear Old Timer.
So Old Timer will be out on all the streaming services on Friday. So that's like Apple Music and Spotify, and that's where you're going to be able to find it. I don't have any physical merchandise for this release. I'm just releasing it digitally. So y'all can hear it out there in the land of the internet. And then following that, there will be a music video coming the following week, which I'm excited to get that out there too, which will be on YouTube. And I've got a Facebook page and Instagram page too that I try to keep everybody updated on. And you'll be able to find the music video and links to all the music at Seth Samuelson Coquit on Facebook. You can also go to my website. I do have a website set up, Seth Quit, SethQuit .com.
Yeah.
And you can find all my stuff there. That'll link you to everything.
All right, Seth, we're going to be debuting the song as well on Hog Country 102.5 on Friday at noon.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate that so much.
Residing in the house that great-granddaddy built. Life's lessons worth of savings down at the gravel pits. Passed down an old double barrel and jeans that never quit. A few miles west of 78, north of Highway 6.